Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're going over a real-life TSP tax strategy that you can implement in retirement to keep an eye on where you're at tax-wise and the different strategies that the average federal employee can use to lower their taxes now in retirement. Now, if you're new here, so good to have you. My name is Dallin Haas. I'm a financial planner who helps federal employees with this sort of thing so you can retire confident, and I absolutely love doing it. So again, we're going to dive into some basic tax strategy that federal employees can use to lower their taxes now and in retirement. I'm actually going to jump over to my computer to share my screen and walk you through a few examples. So now I'm sharing my screen, and if you're on the podcast and you don't have the visuals, this is definitely one of those I would recommend checking out the YouTube video so you can see exactly what I'm sharing. But regardless of where you're at in retirement, the first place I would go and start, if I was you, to think about some tax planning to make sure you understand your tax implications is take a look at all the different income sources you have in retirement. In this example, we assume this federal employee has a pension, Social Security, and TSP withdrawals. For their pension, we're assuming it's $40,000 per year. Their Social Security, we're assuming $35,000 between them and their spouse, as well as TSP withdrawals, taking out about $40,000 per year. Okay, so again, for your situation, write down all of your income sources that you will have in retirement or currently have in retirement, depending on where you're at. The next step is to figure out what percentage of those incomes is actually taxable. For example, your FERS pension, 100% is not taxable, but most of it is. For most people, it's right around 95% of your pension is taxable. The exact amount will depend on how much you paid into the FERS system over your career. Long story short, for the average FERS that are retiring right now, it's about 95% of your pension is taxable on the federal level. Okay. When it comes to Social Security, this will depend on your income between you and your spouse. However, for most federal employees, if you're married, if you basically make over $45,000, then 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxable. If you're single, about $35,000. If you make over that, again, 85% of your Social Security is taxable. So the vast majority of federal employees who have a pension, who have Social Security and TSP, you're going to make over those limits. So just assume 85% of your Social Security benefits are going to be taxable income. Okay. Now, when it comes to your TSP, the percentage of that is taxable depends on whether it's coming from traditional TSP or Roth TSP. If it's coming from Roth, of course, that's non-taxable, which we love non-taxable money. But I do know most federal employees as of today have most of their money in the traditional side. So for this example, let's assume all these withdrawals are coming from the traditional side. So it's 100% taxable. Okay. So that means on the pension side, of the $40,000 total we get from the pension per year, $38,000 of it is taxable. On the Social Security side, about $29,750, right? So about $30,000 of the Social Security is taxable. And then of course, 100% of the TSP withdrawal is taxable. So if we add up all the taxable parts of the different income sources that we have in retirement, we get in this example, this couple would have taxable or total income taxable at $107,750. Okay. Again, $107,750. So, however, we're not out of the woods quite yet, right? The good news is we all get at least a standard deduction when we do our taxes. Now, if you're not familiar with standard deduction, that simply means regardless of what itemizable deductions you have, everyone can get the standard deduction. And over here on my chart right here, you'll see if you're single, the standard deduction for 2024 is $14,600. If you're married, it's $29,200. If you're head of household, $21,900. So long story short, let's assume this couple, again, is married. They're a married couple. So they get to deduct the standard deduction of $29,200. If you have itemized deductions that are above the standard deduction, then you'll be able to itemize. But outside, most people don't itemize these days because these standard deductions are so high. Okay. So long story short, what we do is we take our total potentially taxable income. We deduct the standard deduction. So the total amount of actual taxable income would be about $78,550. So again, if you aren't close to retirement, it may be hard to know exactly what all these numbers are for you, and that's okay. Do the best you can. If you're in retirement, this is going to be a great thing to do to get an estimate of your taxable income. Or maybe if you've been retired for a while, look at your tax return from last year. That probably is pretty indicative of what this year is going to look like, assuming nothing has changed for you drastically. So once we have this number, what our taxable income is going to be, that's such an important number, because then we can start looking at your tax brackets. Because if you don't know what your taxable income is, you simply don't know where your tax bracket's going to be. Okay, so for example, again, this is a married couple, so we're going to go at the married filing joint column of my chart here. So we're going to focus on this column, and if their taxable income is $78,550, that would put them here in the 12% bracket. The 12% bracket, because again, the 12% bracket goes from $23,000 to $94,000. So they're right in the 12% bracket, which 12% bracket's a great place to be. Because the moment we make over that $94,000, we get a 10% tax raise in a bad way, right? We don't like tax raises. You'd pop all the way up to the 22% the moment you make more than $95,000 of taxable income after deductions. So 12% is a good place to be. So in this situation, these are the things I would be thinking about for this federal couple. I would be thinking about, okay, taxes are probably going up in the future. I would be thinking about doing Roth conversions, basically getting money. Right now, like we said, all their money's in the traditional TSP. They can slowly start moving that over to a Roth IRA. And basically, they can have about $16,000, $17,000 of more income before they pop out of the 12% bracket. They can make up to $94,000 before they go up to this next bracket here. So if this was me, I would say, okay, can we do Roth conversions of at least $16,000, $17,000 to get them to the top of that 12% bracket, get money over to a Roth IRA in a low bracket? Because again, in the future years, we don't know what tax rates are going to be. But if you can lock in at 12%, that's a great place to be, especially with this income level. That's a great place to be. I would think about doing Roth conversions this year to fill up this tax bracket so that, again, you don't want to pop up to the next bracket. Most of the time people don't, right? Sometimes people do, but most of the time people don't. They want to stay in the bracket they're in, but you can fill it up by doing Roth conversions. Now, if you don't know what a Roth conversion is, I'll give you the short and simple answer. It's basically getting money from the traditional TSP or traditional IRA and working that over to a Roth IRA. I won't go over the details here. I've got whole videos on that. So long story short, there's huge perks to having Roth. The money grows tax-free over time. You're exempt from RMDs. Your heirs don't have to worry about taxes if they get it. There's a ton of perks of having Roth, and knowing your taxable income can be a great way to do some tax planning of, okay, how much Roth conversions can you do? And once you know your taxable income, you can make all kinds of plans when it comes to what your Medicare premiums are going to be. There's going to be a bunch of stuff that you'll know by doing just a little tax planning like this. Okay, again, this is a simple example. I know in real life there's other situations and things that come up, but again, I wanted to show a simple example so you all have an idea of a good place to start when tax planning and look at some actual numbers in a real life scenario. Okay, so if you have any follow-up questions, just let me know in the comments and we'll do our best. We can't get to everything. That's certainly the case. But there's a bunch of helpful resources in the description for federal employees and federal retirees just like you to maximize your retirement. So I hope that is helpful. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time.